Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As the Montana legislature plows through the sixth week of the 2023 legislative session, we have some good news to report. Last week, we talked about House Bill 303, a bill to allow medical personnel to refuse to perform certain procedures based on their conscience or religious beliefs. These could include abortions, certain stem cell therapies using stem cells from aborted fetuses, transgender procedures that involve the amputation of perfectly healthy body parts, or the administration of high doses of hormones that can leave transgender teenagers sterile for life. These are just a few examples, but as technology rapidly increases, medical ethicists are struggling to keep up, and that leaves the conscience of the doctors themselves as the last line of defense. The bill passed out of the House Judiciary Committee last week and was debated yesterday on the House floor. To say the debate was intense would be an understatement. And the most emotional testimony, as predicted, came from Zoe Zephyr, the legislature's only transgender. Zephyr, a man who believes he's a woman, used his full five-minute allotment to beg the other members to vote no on the bill. He demanded that doctors and other healthcare professionals be forced to provide what he called gender-affirming care. Other Democrats joined in, many describing scenarios that were way outside the scope of the bill. In the end, it was to no avail. The bill passed 65-35. The vote was almost party line, with the Republicans coming down on the side of conscience protections and religious liberty. The bill is up on third reading today, and we expect it to pass and head for the Senate, where the process begins all over again. We'll keep you posted on its progress. Meanwhile, this morning we'll be in the Senate Business and Labor Committee testifying in favor of Senate Bill 243. This bill comes as a result of an incident in Missoula that we first told you about clear back in 2021. In that case, Brandon Huber, the pastor of the Clinton Community Church, said that his church would no longer partner with the Missoula Food Bank because the food bank wanted the church to distribute free lunches containing gay pride literature. The church refused, citing their religious beliefs, and thought that was the end of the matter. But not so fast. This is, after all, Missoula we're talking about. The pastor, who also happens to be a part-time realtor, found himself the target of an ethics complaint filed with the Missoula Board of Realtors. He was charged with hate speech and, if found guilty, was subject to a $5,000 fine and the loss of access to the multiple listing service, an act that would force him to stop selling real estate. The pastor's speech was never hateful by any reasonable definition of the word and was not even remotely connected to his job as a realtor. This is a practice that's unfortunately becoming more and more prevalent. Nearly identical complaints were subsequently filed against two realtors in Billings and another in Great Falls. According to Huber's attorney, Matthew Monforton, himself a former legislator, the stakes are enormous, and the realtor's hate speech rule is intended to purge Christians from the real estate business. Senate Bill 243 would protect a realtor's constitutionally guaranteed right to the free exercise of religion by declaring that the denial of services or access to the multiple listing service based on a realtor's moral or religious beliefs is a form of unfair business competition. We support the bill because when it comes to constitutionally guaranteed rights, you either use them or you lose them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.